Prince of Comedy. Prince of Comedy. Prince of Comedy. What is up, guys? You already know who it is. It is the Prince of Comedy. Fifth episode. Let's go. Guys, I'm sorry I haven't, you know, been doing something out there. You know, been putting more podcast episodes, and I thought this wasn't going nowhere for me, but then I searched myself up on Google, and I found myself. So I got to say, I got to keep to this. But let's go right into the topic. Applause. And we got some new funny, like, new level shit to talk about, guys. So we're going to get straight into there. And the first thing I think that I really believe is so funny, and that, like, this might break the internet. But anyway, Vladimir Putin bare-chested on vacation snap becomes viral, bro. Like, I'm so dead, bro. I'm so dead. When I saw this picture, I was rolling on the floor. And I know ain't no Russian lady going. To be honest, bro, his nipples was that big, man. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen, because when political references do that, you know, politicians want to be so serious, and the fact they want to take a little break to take a picture of them bare-chested, I mean, it's just funny to me. I mean, it'll even be more funnier if Obama did it. It wouldn't be funny if Trump did. I mean, it will get used to it. I mean, he already done some stupid-ass stuff, to be honest. Another thing says, alright, another topic that's really big is a highway sign hacked to show a rude message about Donald Trump. Like, I haven't thought about that before. Like, it's really funny to me, guys. Trump, as I said, is a very, very, you know, he's made fun of by literally everybody. Like, he's one of the most hated dudes, but most highest dudes in political reference and in to pop reference. Like, this dude is, like, really big, man. Not because he's the president, I mean, because he's a funny-looking nigga. To be honest, but this highway sign made to show a rude comment about Donald Trump, and I really think this is really funny, because I would have done it too. Like, to be honest. Another topic that I wanted to get straight into, guys, this is the big question, guys, so applause for that. This is our fifth big question. But, guys, I'm always going to have a big question, guys. And this big question, you know, this depends on animals, man. And if an animal creeps up on me, man, I'm going to shoot the hell out of it. To be honest, I have to do it because that's the type of person I am. I was born to kill animals. Like, it's true. That's what I want. I mean, not because I'm African, of course. It's because, you know, black people get that kindling fear. I mean, we've been slaves, of course, for nearly, you know, a good 400 years, you know, of racism. It's still happening, but the fact that, you know, we just get aware of everything. And that's what slavery built upon black people. But still, I wouldn't fuck with any animals. Like, I wouldn't fuck with any animals at all. But let's get into this big question. And you know that drum roll goes like, alright, so a Texan man shoots an armadillo because it was attacking for him. A lot of people get mad, guys. But guess what this bullet does? It goes back at his face. What type of dumbass? You must not have aim. I mean, you must have, like, a really unlucky day to shoot an armadillo and go back to your face. To be honest. Like, I bet the same day your wife left you. Like, to be honest, I mean, you must have had a really unlucky day. But, guys, this is the Prince of Comedy, and you already know, guys. Applause. Bye. Prince of Comedy. Prince of Comedy. Prince of Comedy. This is the Prince of Comedy, guys, and this is the 6th episode. Yeah. Baby. I don't wanna hump a little baby. Guys, this is gonna be very interesting, so get into listening. Put your headphones on and get into listening. So the first thing today, it's a man masturbates during the Emoji movie. I know, so disgusting. What is wrong with this person, man? This man must have no life, like, at all whatsoever. Like, no woman, no kids, guys. Like, literally, at all. Literally, no hole at all, man. What type makes you in your mind? Like, what's in your mind, I mean? I want to beat my meat with some butter on my popcorn. It doesn't make sense to me why you gotta be so lewd, man. That's so nasty, man. It's just crazy to me, man. But I wouldn't say I wouldn't laugh, though. It's a very funny. It's so funny to me, though. It's so funny, man. A man masturbating during the Emoji movie, like. And the funniest thing is, like, grown-ass men and women will have, like, their two-year-old just ask you, Mommy, Daddy, what are they doing? Like, I don't even know. This movie's, like, PG-2. Like, what the... Like, does emojis really seem sexy to you? I'm just trying to see. Like, what is there that makes you want to touch that nasty little... I don't know. But we're going to get to the second thing, man. Alright, so when I say this, this is literally going to make you, like, really cringe up. A woman calls 911 because with a bar constrictor wrapped around her neck. Like, oh my god. I mean, but I want to turn this into a funny way. I mean, how would they call? I got a bar constrictor on my neck. Like, it is, I mean, it can be funny, man. It can be funny. The fact that you just have time to just walk to your phone. I mean, this person sounds like they have a flip phone. So walk to your flip phone and call the police. I mean, it's just funny to me. Like, hey, woman, I got something under my neck right now. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, it's just under my neck. Like, it's really funny to me. I don't understand, man. I mean, I feel sad for the person, of course, you know. I know. I feel sad. I do always have to have empathy. But a nigga like me don't. So, you know, I have to just keep that, you know, just say that out there. But, guys, you know, we also going to have the big question, guys. Hey, you better say, yeah, the big question. And we're always gonna have the big question, because I want y'all to think while listening to my podcast. And I always want y'all to think, what would I do if it was me? Like, if I were there. These are the questions I want you to ask yourself. And you always, always know we're going to get ready to drum roll. Get the pattern on your laps, because I'm going to do it. I'm going to type. But anyway, drum roll. NASA helps seek for protecting the Earth from aliens. I don't know if it's that funny. I mean, but the question is, before y'all even, you know, start going, what is the question? What is the question? What is the question? The question is, do you think that there are aliens in the world? I mean, I can't say for sure. It's a stupid idea. I mean, it can't be brought up for no reason. I mean, like, it, to be honest, like, Bigfoot and all these, nobody could believe it that hard for no reason. Like, the Tupac mystery. like, the reason why it was brought up because somebody saw somebody who actually looked and resembled as Tupac. I mean, but anyway, this is the end of the show. So, remember, listen to some more. Prince of Comedy. Prince of Comedy. Prince of Comedy. What is up, guys? This is the 7th episode of the Prince of Comedy show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get into the nasty stuff. So, guys, we got a lot of, you know, as usual, interesting stuff, because I'm always interesting. Let's get into it. BBC, you know, it's sort of like the most, you know, news efficient channel that everybody passes by, to be honest. But they air a nude scene during a broadcast. No. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it depends who it was. You know, if it was a guy, if it was a girl, it's different, man. It's different. It's different. But, you know, this definitely does make us major, you know, setback from this, you know, awesome psych channel that's very, you know, it makes them very unprofessional. But, you know, I really always will think of it as funny. Because, I mean, who doesn't want to see it? Because me coming from a small town and having me have my watch my own type of news from my city, we don't have that stuff. So, y'all lucky to have naked people on the news. Right? Y'all seriously lucky. But we're going to get into the second one, guys. The second one. And this is very sickening to me. It really makes me sick, and I want to talk about this. I think I should make this, a nasty, just plain nasty part two, because this is, like, really, really disgusting to me. A man accused of peeing on family during a Metallica concert. But you always know I will always think of that as funny. I don't care, man. This is so disgusting to me, man. You dads need to step up, and y'all wonder why y'all don't have y'all Father's Day celebrated every time. Like, wonder, because it's always up with them. You know what is always up? Dads need to step up their games. And I know there's really, really good, hardworking dads out there, but there's also these type of dads. That, I mean, these R. Kelly type of dads. Like, who pees on their whole family at a Metallica concert? Let me tell you one thing. I would never be at no motherfucking Metallica concert. I will never do it. I will never. But anyway, we're going to get to another thing, guys. Another thing. And it is mountain lion scare off backpackers. I know, these backpackers are working hard to climb up that motherfucking mountain, and these mountain lions want to be like, hell no, you ain't coming up in hostile. I mean, I would do, you know, to be honest, I would do exactly what that mountain lion tells me to do. I would get down there, I'll literally jump, I'll do a high fly, wee, like, I will be booming, bruh. I can't deal with my lines, guys. As I said, black people don't do that shit. Black people don't do that shit. They just don't. It's not for us, you know. Y'all could do that stuff, but no, we can't. And we're going to get back into the news. And this is why I think the news is very funny, guys. And this might end at the same time newscaster's reputation and hip-hop, to be honest. But let's get into this, guys. And also, this is going to be our big question. Should newscasters rap again after this video, guys? A newscaster rapped and they literally went plunk. Like, the fuck? Like, at the same time, I'd never seen it before. You're ruining newscasters' reputation and their careers, and at the same time, you're ruining hip-hop. Like, I mean, we already have enough YouTube diss tracks, I mean. But anyway, this is the end of the Prince of Comedy show. Yeah.